I am Darth Kazikasis. I have overthrown the false Sith Naga Sadal and claimed the right to the Sith Lordship. This is my first reach for what I call the Tome of Purity. The Tome of Purity existed long before the intermingling of the Dark Jedi with the Sith Purebloods. It existed in times where outside threats were deemed likely to the Sith bloodline. It is rumored that when many artifacts come into contact with the blood of a pure Sith, they react differently and more powerfully than they originally would be. It is also said many of the decorations and pieces of art mixed with non-blooded Sith have in their possession are actually ancient artifacts waiting to be harnessed by a Sith pureblood. I have gained the knowledge of a few of these artifacts. I have also gained the knowledge on the Tome of Purity. It is said that the tome provides a ritual in which the blood of a non-pureblood will be turned into a pureblood, along with the inner mechanisms of the body. It transforms one into a true Sith pureblood. This will settle my reign as a true Sith Lord and allow me to control artifacts beyond my power as of now. I will return to this holocron as a source of reinforcement of my mission.
This is Alencia Ray of Clan Scoli Palatine. I am the chief scientist of the clan as well as the system moth. I am in my lab reporting on the so-called Tome of Purity. Firstly, some backstory. Darth Kazikasis, as he called himself, was a human Sith master who believed he had successfully organized a coup against the Sith Lord Naga Sadal. Not only was he a very new Sith master, but also highly delusional, believing a small group of friends he gained had massive influence and a torrential amount of loyalty towards him. Believing his plans had been set into motion, he made this recording in an attempt to define the beginnings of his reign. His friends, angry with his gargantuan ego, betrayed him to Naga Sadal and was soon executed. Secondly, you may ask why we believe a Tome of Purity to exist then. After all, his ego may have deluded him into receiving alternate information on this tome, or selective memories on what he wanted to believe about his own power. Quite fascinating, actually. The ability for this mentally unstable man to gain the ability to go so far in the Sith rankings that his... I'm sorry. Another recording for another time. We believe the Tome of Purity exists because it has small references in other parts of Sith history, albeit under different names. It isn't impossible that this artifact exists as well, considering what other things existed alongside such artifacts from this time period. However, the proof mostly comes from a recent ISI operative. We have secured a recording of the discovery, albeit highly censored for classified info, on the existence of such a tome. What follows is the recorded account of the operative. Alencia Ray, signing off.
This is... through the base itself. I found a way into one of the cargo bays undetected, and I'm currently looking at what looks like old art pieces of some kind. They have what looks like Sith writing on it, although I can't be sure considering I've never studied the language, and probably never will. I'm taking a recorded scan of some of the artifacts, and I'll be sending them to Tome of Purity. Set out. I'm not sure how the cipher pad has identified the artifact, but it was successful. I'll be continuing my
Cipher 3. This is the Emperor. You are to find the Tome of Purity and bring it back to me. This recording has been provided for your benefit. If you fail, your connection to the Force will be severed on my watch. For the Empire.